driving right now. I'm like, yeah.
Jessica Rodriguez is steering a minivan up a windy mountain road. The engine groans as she creeps up a steep gravel drive.
Right now, I was thinking we were going to get stuck.
Rodriguez is joined by two of her colleagues with the nonprofit Vecinos. They're visiting a workers' camp where migrants stay during the Christmas tree harvest. Tonight, their primary goal is to establish rapport. CEO Marian Martinez says newly arrived workers are often wary of outsiders, particularly given the current political climate.
Rightfully so, they are and should be at least somewhat cautious about who they share their information with.
That's why they've brought along food and hygiene kits containing necessities like socks and toothpaste to give to each patient. The nurse practitioner on board, Janet James, points out a shadowy outline of Christmas trees.
Okay, yay, we're here.
Rodriguez pulls the car up to a brightly lit cabin that's almost glowing like a flame in the darkness. Ranchero music can be heard from outside. James, Rodriguez, and Martinez unload boxes of medical equipment and make their way inside. A washer and dryer hum in the corner, suitcases are strewn on the floor, and eight men stand quietly around bunk beds and mattresses pushed to one side of the cabin. They watch in silence as the women set up on the other side. Here's Martinez.
It's kind of awkward right now because we're just like standing around listening to one another. Usually we try and find a quiet corner in some privacy.
One by one, each man walks up to a Vecinos worker spread out in different corners of the crowded room. They answer questions like, where are you from? How long have you been here? And do you have any questions you'd like to address with a doctor?
Tengo sueño, pero no puedo dormirme. Y entre regresen me quedo.
Mario Antonio tells Dr. James he's having trouble sleeping. She asks if he's drinking too much caffeine. And what about alcohol, she asks. Three Cokes a day, he says, and four beers. James recommends he cuts back on caffeine and alcohol. She encourages him to drink more water, especially since harvesting pines is physically demanding, chopping and hauling trees that can weigh as much as 200 pounds. But there's something else underpinning his sleep woes. Mario Antonio says, I sleep better when I'm in Mexico. James tells him anxiety could be disrupting his sleep. Another young man in the room is feeling homesick. 24-year-old Eduardo is spread out on a mattress on the floor. He's holding a cell phone inches away from his face. He shows me the screen.
El regalo de Navidad.
My Christmas gift, he says. It's a photo of a newborn baby. It's his son, Eduardo Daniel, who was born just 5 days ago.
Bien contento.
Eduardo left his home and his then-pregnant wife in Durango, Mexico, 7 months ago. He's since traveled across North Carolina working several harvests, tobacco, corn, sandia, watermelon, tomatoes.
Tomate.
Eduardo says he plans to use the money from his farm work in the U.S. to build his family a home. He says he's doing this work in hopes that his son won't have to.
Acá trabajar como nosotros.
The Vecinos trio wraps up the intake process in less than an hour. By the end of the visit, the room feels more relaxed, almost like a holiday get-together. The men make chicken tacos with guacamole and share their feast with the Vecinos team. Someone even turns up the music again. The three women say their goodbyes and step outside into the winter night where it's begun to snow. Back in the minivan, Janet James talks about Mario Antonio, the young man who had trouble sleeping.
He really didn't want me to attach the anxiousness with not being able to sleep, but I think there's a correlate there, and it's probably part of the reason why they drink when they get home. They've worked hard and they're very isolated and they're away from their families. It's a way to escape.
James says heartache and loneliness underpin many of the health problems she sees in the migrant and seasonal worker populations. That's why Vecinos plans on starting up a mental health program in the new year to include services like counseling and group therapy. Jessica Rodriguez says, especially for undocumented workers, anxiety is compounded by another emotion. Fear.
Living every day with fear that they're going to get detained. They want to go back to their country, but they know that there's not much to offer. Everyone has their story of why they're here and continuing to provide for their loved ones back at home.
Rodriguez says she hopes Americans reflect on that sacrifice as they gather around their holiday trees this year. I'm Cass Harrington.